Greetings. You're listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now on today's program, a little Beethoven, some Dvorak, some amazing spirituals and art songs, and yes, of course, wouldn't be Classical Chaos without some oboe music. We're going to begin by enjoying an amazing Canadian ensemble. I'm speaking of the likes of Tafel Music. Now, this is a Baroque orchestra, and they specialize in early music, and they also play on period instruments. It was founded back in 1979 by, of course, oh, the oboe theme is coming through again, by oboist Kenneth Solway and bassoonist Susan Graves. Now, it is led right now by Jean Lemon. She's been the musical director since 1981, and they do phenomenal performances. Today, just to start you off, a lovely treat, music by Joseph Haydn, his symphony in C major.
Thank you.
Wow, what a clean and elegant performance. That was the members of the Canadian Ensemble Tafel Music and Haydn's Symphony in C Major. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Dvorak. We're going to slow it down just a little bit. We're going to take the middle movement from his New World Symphony. Now, this piece was so popular that Neil Armstrong took a recording of it to the moon during the Apollo 11 mission. That was the first moon landing, for those of you not quite born yet then, back in 1969. Now, Dvorak was always very interested in Native American music, and whether the African American spirituals or some Native American music, that he heard all this stuff on his arrival to America, and he did write, and I quote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded on what are called African-American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." Well, he sure did. He got to work and used the basis of these melodies for his symphony. And it was commissioned actually by the New York Phil and premiered back on December 16th in 1893 at none other than Carnegie Hall, and has been performed quite a few times since. We're going to hear a lovely performance by the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi directing. And this is the beautiful Largo from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. One of the most beautiful works that I know, and a lovely performance to boot. That was the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi directing, and the lovely Largo from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. And we're going to keep in that theme for a little bit, since Dvorak was influenced by the sounds of African-American spirituals and songs, what better way to follow than with some art songs by African-American woman composers? We've got some beautiful selections. Here are some from Undine Smith Moore.
Taught me how to pray. Let God's saints come in.
Wow, some powerful emoting there. That was music by Undine Smith Moore. And we heard Come Down Angels, and before that, Let the Love Wind Cry. That's two selections, and it's from an incredibly interesting disc. It's called Watch and Pray. It's all full of spirituals and art songs by African-American women composers. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the anticipated time of the program. At least for me, it's oboe music time. Today, we're going to explore some of the music of Robert Nicholas Charles Boscia. Now, he was a competent musician at the age of 7, and he was appointed as a harpist, believe it or not, to the Imperial Orchestra back in 1813. He also wrote operas and continued in 1817 to get a little bit in a ticky spot. And I'm talking about some counterfeiting, some fraud, and a little forgery. Anyway, he had to flee to London to avoid prosecution, but he was convicted and sentenced to 12 years of hard labor and a fine of 4,000 francs. That was quite a bit of money back then. But he did get out, or he snuck himself out, and helped found the Royal Academy of Music back in 1821 and became its secretary. Now, he taught there, but when his criminal conviction was revealed back in 1826, he was forced to resign. But in the interim, you know, like all great musicians, they have their colorful moments, but also comes some colorful music. This time, an inspiring arrangement of music for oboe and harp. Here is Hansjörg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus. This is the Nocturne in F major. Thank you. Hans-Georg Schellenberger and Margit Anasus. That was the Nocturne in F major by Robert Nicholas Charles Boscia. And as promised this morning, some Beethoven. This is, I think Worka's going to let us slip it in. This morning we've got time for the beautiful second movement with the talents of none other than Murray Pariah and the Royal Concerto Orchestra. This is the Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 4. The Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 4, a very moving performance by Murray Pariah and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. You've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I thank you for tuning in, and do